And we're just really happy to be able to have such Sunshine with us here in Edinburgh, where he's created this incredible wall painting installation with his animations in it. We're just going to have a kind of quite informal question in conversation today. Qijiang's here to help with any translation issues. As Sunshine said, he would probably need help getting for me to be translated than him translated, because his English is very good, but mine is probably a little bit too fast. So we're just going to have some questions and answers, but please ask questions. We're happy for them to be taken from the floor about any of the work that you kind of see here or the process that's happened. I'll just briefly introduce Sunshine. His animation studio is based in Beijing, and he set that up in 2006 after he'd graduated from the printmaking department of the Chinese Academy of Fine Arts. In 2010, he received several awards, including the Chinese Contemporary Art Awards and the Taiwan Contemporary Art Link Young Art Awards. He's exhibited widely internationally through film festivals to one-off commissions to large-scale exhibitions. And we have them listed, and they're listed on the Shang Art website as well, which is the gallery that represents Sunshine, which is probably more interesting to read than it is for me to say. But yeah, as I said, we were really pleased that Sunshine was able to come over to Edinburgh to create this work. And it's kind of a concluding part of a year-long project that Collective has been doing in between Istanbul, Beijing, and Edinburgh. And this is kind of the culminating end point. But I'm just going to kind of quite quickly start with the questions. Firstly, was just to kind of ask what attracted you to animation, and if you could explain, I mean, there's a lot of different techniques used within animations, but if you could explain a little bit about the animation process that you use, or the processes to make
animations. Why I choose animation? Because I like the drawing and the painting very much. I can't drop it, and I also like film. So I, at last, when I finished studying from the academy, I know I have to choose only one, because your time is too limited. So I think animation for me is good choice. So because mix everything together, and in my art, I normally choose two way. I have a studio, and I have a team to do animation. The animation is like the company animation, but it's art, not a commercial film. And another way, I will stay in one space, maybe 1 or 2 months, and during the time, I finish everything, including the editing and the music. But the music to my friend helping me. So it's a special animation film, because everybody they can see the wall painting, and because this time is very special, I have a short time, so I just join on the wall. But normally I will change it. I use this wall painting to do animation film, so at last the result is quite different from here. So this two way to do animation. And the art materials, every film I will choose a new one, because you know the animation work is very boring. Everything is
lots of laborious, lots of drawing.
Yeah, so every time I will change. So I do everything, include the sculpture.
Okay.
Yeah, every materials. Look, there's the ink on rice paper, and the chalk on paper, and in different country, I choose different materials, and I make the people in the country, they can understand me each easier. So for example, this I residence in Japan.
So that's the
beyond Italy. Yeah, beyond Italy. So in Yokohama. So I choose the China ink on rice paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because in culture, the people can understand it.
Yeah.
And in England, the last time I choose acrylic, the same here.
Mm-hmm.
And some Western country, I also choose oil painting. So different way.
Yeah. That's interesting. I like with the Shock of Time film where you can use the newspaper.
Uh-huh.
And the news is that newspaper. Is there a specific reason why
mm-hmm.
you used that newspaper?
Well, it's the newspaper. The newspaper is very old,
mm-hmm.
from I think 1950.
Okay.
Yeah. Older than me, so I just read it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting because you know then the China is a different country.
Okay.
So and I'm a younger man, a younger Chinese man. So I just read the history, what happened yesterday. So I make myself and history close,
mm-hmm.
but I feel really fun. So through the story, and I get a script, I get story,
right.
animation story.
From the newspaper.
Yeah, so during 4 months, I read every day, and I do animation every day.
Okay.
Yeah, so every day I will get a new idea, because the newspaper, the story changed my way. Yeah.
Of creating more.
Yeah, so under the story about history, what is history? Yeah, like the English history is his story,
mm-hmm.
but whose story?
Mm-hmm.
I'm very interested in it, so
yeah.
I find something from the newspaper.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I'm going to move on so that we can cover a lot and maybe people can ask questions and pick up on things then. I'm going to go, can you talk, I mean you kind of touched on it there, but can you talk a little bit about the subject matter that you use? I mean, I can see you use quite a lot of animal, and if that connects with Chinese mythology.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little bit worried today because I read that in China, owls are bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
So we were, which is quite different to how they're seen here,
mm-hmm.
here in Britain. Just about the subject matter.
That is,
mm.
when you do the main theme, 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 the
main
theme, the main theme,
the main
theme, the main theme, the main theme, the main theme, the main
Actually, in the original plan, yes. But at last, I have no time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to join 11 animals. Because you know, in China, the old style building on the top. 在中国人的习惯里面，
嗯，
会有九只动物，就蹲在停在屋顶。
So normally in a traditional Chinese architecture, building will be 9 animals always in the number of 9 to sit on top of the roof.
嗯。And every animal is a different meaning. So 9 meaning together on the top.On top. So I think it's very interesting, but about 9 animals, I have no time to do it on that wall.
Yeah.
But now it's empty.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. And about this Germanino, Hooter.
Ovo.
Okay. About Ovo. Yes, in China, it means not very good. Maybe some bad thing will happen. but because I'm Chinese, I do know the English habit. So I think this animal, the feeling for me is close to England. It's very secret, 神秘的,
mysterious.
So I think, look here, the weather is quite different from China also, because less sunshine. Yeah, very many clouds. So I think it's interesting. And then another thing, you know, this animal, I think in America, it's a party, political party. It's local.
Is that an eco? Maybe or is that
it's local. Not very public.
Yeah.
Very closed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I suppose they are. You don't see owls very often here, but they exist, I suppose.
Yeah, because I just stayed here 2 days, so I don't know.
You wouldn't see one in Edinburgh City, then?
No.
So try to choose this mysterious animal is very close to match the subject for Mr. Sun's animation, so you can find some relation connection between them.
Because my animation film about a lot of politics and history. Yeah, so, but it's not truth. Because I always ask the life many questions. And during time, during my civic time, I do a film. So until now, I finished 15 animation films. So I think my art is a system like a mirror. All the our world like a mirror. And I do something from this.
So you see your animations as one, like not separate films, but one body of work as such.
So you mean it's one or series? Well, or
yeah, like they connect together rather than being very separate.
Because the art, I think the artist is independent, but the work, no. So I will spend all of my life. At last, I just finish one film, one work. It's your art system. Because the painting here, just the wall, not art. It isn't art. The art is your thinking system. It's here, just a surface. So I don't think it's art. I think my thing is really art. Yeah.
That makes sense. I'm going to ask you about the wall painting in a bit, but I would like to ask you a bit about the political content of your animations.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose maybe how, you know, I suppose how you view the where your art is within, how it questions political systems in that way. You know, what you would like it to kind of question politically.
政治方面，还是说他认为你是不是在提出一个是一个
首先我从后面往前回答。
嗯、
首先，我觉得我是在怀疑现实。
嗯。What Mr. Sun said is a little bit doubt about the current situation.
嗯。
So it means some doubt.
然后我会提出很多问题。
And always asking questions.
但是不下结论。
But no conclusion.
因为没有。
Open-ended question.
因为没有办法下结论。
There's no way to making a conclusion. There's no definite answer.
然后关于政治问题，就是很多人会习惯性的我讨论的这个政治问题是中国的政治问题。
Regarding to the political issues, most people will be think the political issue here I mentioned is the political issue in China.
对，但是实际上不是，因为我觉得，按照我的一个经历，实际上这个对任何的地方都会有效。
And but I don't think it's only applied to China. I think it's overall, it's worldwide. Can be applied to any country.
对，因为现在的这个世界，它就是说，虽然仍然是很多元，但是有些方面是表现出非常惊人的一致性。
Okay, even we are in a diversity world, so but something will be always in the same way.
对，然后所以说现在发生了很多的革命，包括英国的。但是这种革命就只是一个所谓的，它实际上那些游戏，就是比如说占领华尔街啊，然后英国也有伦敦也有这样的事情啊，然后包括一些中东啊，然后就是反正各个地方吧，欧洲也有很多。
Okay, so lot of conflicts and so-called revolutions happen everywhere in the world. For example, we occupy the Wall Street in U.S. and similar things probably happen in United Kingdom as well.
后面
你说这个是刚才你后面你说这个只是一个什么样？
我刚说什么？
他说的是占领华尔街运动，那个，
就还有欧洲也有很多。
欧洲是 similar things happen in Europe。
对，然后我就我听到了一种说法，就特别有意思。
I heard one kind of saying which is very interesting。
实际上等于是这个世界的所有年轻人统一起来了。
Actually, it's all the young people in the world being united.
它没有国家和民族概念。
There's no boundary between the nationality, your race, and where you come from.
然后他们通过互联网互相支持。
And all the young people support each other by your internet, using social media.
对，所以说他今天那种，比如说我对政治关注，那么你这个时候再来去观察所谓的 revolution， 我觉得它可能更像一个大的游戏。
So it's more like a game. So for people to concern on the political issues.
对，是一个就是，而且我自己也经历过好几个所谓的那种革命。
And also, Mr. Sun himself had a real experience for a couple of revolutions or big changes.
对，所以我觉得你把这个东西硬要给它说成是政治性的，我觉得可能也不确切。
So maybe it's unsuitable to put in a name political under the concept may not that accurate.
所以说就是说你会发现所谓的这个政治它其实越来越不严肃了。
As the so-called political concept probably not that serious.
所以我觉得这个就是特别有意思。
So that's interesting thing that we work with.
但是我的作品会很严肃。
But anyway, my artwork are very serious.
其实这种严肃是为了方便我经营另外一种荒诞。
So this kind of serious, it's helped me to build another kind of ridiculous thing.
对，因为有的时候你把一个可笑的事情做得特别严肃，就显得会特别滑稽。
Something is looks funny if you put in.A ridiculous thing, serious way, a ridiculous concept with serious outfit. So it's very funny to look like that.
对，所以我的作品就是说看起来会很黑暗，也没什么颜色，看起来很无聊。
So if you see my artwork in the first sight, my look is boring, it's very dark. It's something make you bored of that.
但是我不知道大家是不是能在这个里面能体会出另外一种幽默。
But I think.I'm not sure if you're able to see kind of humor about behind this concept, behind this dark scene.
I I like the way you've just talked about what is political and about how it's maybe about a way of thinking rather than a political system. But I also think it's nice when, or good when artists say that they are political, because a lot of artists lean back from it. So that's not a question, it's more just a statement, that it's quite nice when artists say, this is political, this, you know, and that's fine. I did want to kind of ask about the wall paintings, and how you feel when they're painted over, and how then the role of photography comes into your work. I mean, I know you said earlier that the art's here and this is not the art, but it must still be when you spent 2 days, a week, a month painting, and then someone comes and rolls over the painting. But how that feels and what the role of photography has for this work.
我就听仔细，他问题他开始先说一下你的背景知识，就是说他说这是一个关于政治问题，他做一个讲，不太愿意承认自己的一个政治观，然后你这个就是说一直在做一个陈述，一直说明这个政治观，因为他就后面就问题就提到照片，他说虽然你刚才说过思考过程中是艺术真正过程。
So after the work, I just want I got one feeling. I'm very tired.
As I say, Sunjot has been in the gallery. He arrived in Edinburgh on Wednesday evening, and he's pretty much been in the gallery since then, painting. Drinking quite a lot of coffee and sugary drinks, and yeah, he's. But we have an amazing painting. It actually, I'm amazed at how much we have for a show.
Yeah, because the embassy in Beijing listened to me for a long time, so I have to do the political film.
We had a fight against bureaucracy again.
So that's a joke. And
yeah.
Yes, normally I use a picture because some idea in my head, but I have to finish it. Like I wish the people can see it. So I need some tools. Not just the picture, and I use pen and a brush. Yeah, but for example, this animal, I can get some feeling from it. So I hope I can I join this, make people can close the to it. Yeah. So I think and you can see everything, the waves and the animals and the doors, and together different people can get different feeling. Of course, after that they will see my film. And thinking. So the thinking to another thinking. So I think the connect way is an art bridge. So the people can understand me, and I speak a special language on the wall. Yeah, so I think it's a part of my art.
And when we paint over it, is that okay? Do you ever feel sad?
I have to say okay, because no time. If I have 1 week more,
no. But whenever, like with any of your wall paintings, any ones that you've done, when they've been painted over, do you feel sad?
他的意思就是说，撤展的时候嘛，全都刷白了，你是不是？No,
no,
that's okay.
Drawing
for me is too easy.
It's very easy. I was just looking on Thursday, how easy that was for you. Like, was it amazing? But yeah, I'd just like to kind of open it out and see if anyone else has any questions.
从报纸，其他都从哪儿来的？
报纸
都
到都是其他的问
题。对。Different thing. For example, this one in Japan, and in China, history story, 的神话，在中国的神话里面。
Mythological, Chinese mythological to produce this animation.
然后日本是一个很神秘的先进。
It's a, Japan is a mysterious but developed country, modern country, but a mysterious country.
对，所以我到了仙境去，然后这个故事就给我启发。
Okay, so the story gave me some inspirations after being to insight.
对，然后那个英雄不在，它是一个很早之前的一张报纸，一些 subtitle 给我一些启发。
So
Harris no longer.
For this piece of animation.
那个在那里边的。Harris no longer.
It's a old newspaper. Only the subheading parts give me deep inspiration.
对，然后里面那一件《A Glass Revolution》那件作品是在荷兰驻留期间完成的。
Another artwork is done when I in Holland.Artist investors finished.
然后那一件作品，就是说这个也得我得谈的多一点，因为亚洲在进入就是说现代国家形态的时候，第一个学习的对象是荷兰。
Okay, so when the Asian country start to develop, they learn from the West. The first country they learn from is Holland.
对，然后我在荷兰驻留期间。荷兰正在大选。
When I was in Holland, it's a general election here.
然后右翼政府上台。
So changing of the government.
所以我觉得这个事情，包括我一些荷兰的朋友，他们都是艺术界的一些人，他们甚至有的人会哭。
So some people getting very emotional about that.Some of my friends who are working as artists who even crying after knowing the change of the government.
因为他们右翼政府，它不只是文化嘛，砍掉了三分之一的文化预算。
Because the new government not supporting art and culture, cutting the budget on this.
对，然后我根据这样的一个事情，然后想起那样的动画。
So that's my inspiration why I'm making that animation. The story behind that it's a changing government in Holland.
然后那件作品，地上的一件作品，是我在上海完成的。
Okay, and the animation showing on the floor, the TV there is made by Mr. Sun when he was in Shanghai.
然后那个作品完成的是在一个中国老式建筑里面。
I completed all the art project in the traditional old style Chinese architecture, old building.
对，然后我就觉得那里面应该很神秘的发生一些事情。
I think probably something may happen before in this old building.
所以我就把中国第一颗原子弹爆炸的事情，然后放到了那个中国老式建筑里面的一个角落里。
把这个事情放在一个角落里。
对，就是第一颗原子弹爆炸这个事情放在中国老式建筑，就比如说一个角落，让它变成一个秘密一样。
Okay, so Mr. Sun hiding a important thing happened in China history, which is the first nuclear bomb test. But he hiding that to a mysterious part of the old building to hide out.
就感觉这个很老的房子珍藏了一个历史事件，一个小点。
So just feel that the old building have kept a piece of zero is historical thing.
嗯，对，然后是这样的事情给了我一个感觉。
So that's all my inspiration why I'm making that piece.
对，所以说我的感觉是各种各样的。
So it's all the source is coming from different route, different source to making the animation.
So your work is in a digital format,
right?
And you've talked about how there's you wish people to young people to connect across the world through the internet and through social media. How does your work, being in digital, being in this kind of internet world, how do you have trouble communicating it or spreading it because of the obvious, barriers between Chinese internet and, I guess, the rest of the world?
Mm.
You cannot find too much my animation from internet.
但这个倒不是说因为审查，这是画廊要控制。 我的画廊要控制。
That's not because of the political censor, but because his gallery need to control. I cannot show you this publicly.
对，然后但实际上，实际上就是说，不会遇到这样的一个事情，就是这样的事情就是很少。
But the sensor is not a big problem for me at this moment.
对，然后但是会在比如说各地的画廊，或者是此刻在 collective，然后我希望我的作品倒不是说大家一说就能知道，而是从这个街边一走，哎，突然不小心瞥到这个物件，然后他走进来啊，里面是这样，然后开始对这个作品有感觉，就不经意之间。
So and the best way I feel with people passing by to saw this, come to view this and feel very interesting and like this, rather than people hear of me to come to view to see the exhibition. Mm-hmm. So I will feel more happy if attract more people who didn't know this before, but more interesting and love this kind of art.
对，因为艺术作品它毕竟还是很小众的，它不可能像迪士尼那样。
And for this kind of art exhibition, it's target to a limited number of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. I didn't think about the all public people to like it, but I'm to target specific people.
So I think
that would be a suitable media and the most suitable way to pass my artwork.
对，所以也就是我为什么坚持在非商业的机构艺术中心里面，我画的所有的东西都会涂掉。That's
why I choose to exhibit and paint in a non-profit or charity organization or non-profit gallery to paint here, and then after finish of the exhibition, everything be wiped out.
对，然后就比如说像彩虹一样，如果彩虹每天挂在天上。
And just like rainbow, if we see the rainbow there day and night, we don't feel exciting when we see it. That would be the same meaning of my artwork.
Mm.
So I very like this kind of way to show into the people.
How are you funded to do your artwork, and how did you get started in being able to fund yourself to do art, and do you work with a team as well?
就是问开始的话，你的这个资金运作是怎么解决问题的？然后你是不是在一个团队来进行这个？嗯，创作。
Yes, I have a team, and I will sell my work in my gallery.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's only way.
And that's the pictures, or animations, what do you sell?
还是买画啊，还是把这个动画版权给买出去了？
Some original painting of the animation and the animation copy.
Yeah,
both. But on the wall, impossible.
Is it difficult to survive as an independent artist in China?
So, do everything is difficult? Life is tough.
There's been generations of artists who are older, like Wang Yongping or Ai Weiwei. But how do you think your generation of artists is going to, what's the relationship with the older generation, and how do you think that Chinese art might develop in the future with your generation of artists?
Mm.
So first of all, we communicate with the elder generation Chinese artists. We just communicate by our artwork. We just see each other's artwork.
对，因为实际上艺术家的真正的那种内心深处的东西，实际上是没有办法通过就是人的交往来交流，他只能通过作品交流。
So I think for artists in different generation, if I'm to changing something deeply in the heart, we cannot exchange by just like day-to-day talk or normal communication. That can only be exchanged by view others' piece of work, see others' artwork, to see the deep things behind that.
对，然后这些年他有个问题是年长艺术家，他首先是问你们回答过了，对，交流，然后问你以后年轻这个艺术家的，就是说怎么样的带动这个中国现在艺术的当前的一个发展。
So for the China have rich history, and we have traditional scholar, painter, scholar, traditional artist. So the Chinese contemporary artist is based develop himself based on our tradition.
对，虽然这个当代艺术的形态它发展的时间不长。
So, but for the time the contemporary artist been developed, it's a short period of time.
但是实际上，它已经跟以前的这个中国的传统的一些东西，它是有很深的结合的。
But anyway, the contemporary artists have a close connection between the traditional art form.
对，然后这些就是年长的艺术家，但有一点非常好，他们直接给年轻的艺术家提供了一个可以借鉴的所谓的艺术家的历史。
So for the elder generation of Chinese artists, which gave us as young generation artists a good example to follow, and we can see all the development of the elder generation.
对，然后慢慢的，就中国的这个当代艺术它的一个发展，我觉得它可能就是说会包容越来越多的东西。
So the Chinese contemporary art, with the development of Chinese contemporary art, I think we are more tolerant with different subject, different media, different kind of art form.
对，因为据我所知，现在中国很多的，无论是老年，就是年长一点的艺术家，还是年轻的艺术家。 我知道有很多人，他现在坚持每天都是要练字的。
Okay, so as my knowledge, I know a lot of Chinese artists who will be elder generation or younger generation. Most of them will be practice calligraphy, Chinese calligraphy, even practice daily.
但实际上，这个是古代的传统。
Actually, that's a tradition for over thousands of years for Chinese people to practice calligraphy as kind of art.
而且这个东西特别有意思，也就是在最近的几年才刚刚开始，就是说原来是这么普遍，以前没有这样。
So, but I even feel now it's more popular these years for the popular flourish of Chinese calligraphy. People start to practice it again.
对，所以我觉得这个它可能是一个信号。
I think that's a good sign.
对，然后包括我在这个里面画的一些东西，它看起来它是丙烯画的，应该属于就是说等于西方绘画的一个风格。
So for my lot of original drawing made up by this animation is by acrylic kind of Western painting style.
但实际上我这里面的笔有很多笔触是书法的笔触。
But anyway, lot of brush stroke will be the same brush stroke for traditional Chinese calligraphy.
对，所以就给它有一个融合。当然，这种形式上的融合也会带来精神上的追求。
So that kind of combination of the Western and Eastern is also can bring my artwork higher to a higher level.
嗯，然后像这个作品就更直接了。
That's more direct. You can see more traditional things.
对，有一些就完全就是中国绘画的这种部分有。
Lot of traditional Chinese painting you can find.
但是后来他现在做的是非常现代的动画。
So combined using traditional rock painting to produce kind of animation, which is digital media.
对，所以我觉得，未来的时候的一个中国的艺术的一个发展。可能就会非常有意思，然后会越来越多的感觉它的那种包容性。
So we'll be showing an interesting and a very interesting image in the future with the development of Chinese contemporary artists, which can see the tolerance of traditional of old and new.
I think unless anyone's got any questions, that's quite a good point to end on.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for coming and thank you, Qi Jiang.